Thank you. Mr. President, colleagues, honorable ministers and heads of delegation, the Director General, Dr. Margaret Chan, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, my delegation aligns itself with the statement made by Nigeria on behalf of the African region. We congratulate you, Mr. President, for having been elected to steer the 64th World Health Assembly. We welcome the Director General's report, which highlights critical issues facing the health systems around the globe. Indeed, we commend her leadership. The challenges confronting national health systems are ever increasing. We must therefore heighten our collective resolve to combat diseases that are killing our children prematurely and the various factors contributing to maternal death. Mr. President, recently Namibia hosted the fifth session of the AU Conference of Ministers of Health, which deliberated on the impact of climate change on health and development. Climate change is generating new and exacerbating old challenges for our health systems that we have to tackle as a matter of urgency. For instance, recurring floods in northern Namibia and its devastating impact are taking its toll on our limited resources. In this regard, my delegation applauds the initiative by the Regional Committee for Africa to establish a public health emergency fund, to which Namibia is fully committed. Mr. President, I am pleased to report that government places the provision of affordable health services high on its agenda. In that regard, for two consecutive financial years, 14% of the national budget was allocated to the health sector. This clearly matched resource allocation with political will, thus striving to reach the targets as committed to under the Abuja Declaration. Indeed, we have embarked on a set of public health sector reforms to ensure that we deliver quality health services based on WHO guidelines on PHC and embracing the principles of equity and fairness in healthcare delivery, solidarity and community involvement. We therefore agree with the Director General on the need to ensure that there is a much clearer definition of responsibilities of the various partners involved in the health sector. Mr. President, Namibia, like many other developing countries, is experiencing the double burden of communicable and NCDs, and therefore is hard hit by the dual epidemic of HIV, AIDS and TB. My delegation is pleased to inform the Assembly that we have managed to place over 80% of people in need of antiretroviral medication on treatment, while 8% of HIV-positive pregnant women access services for the prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV. Similarly, the treatment success rate for TB stood at 85% and the default rate reduced from 8% in 2006 to 4% in 2010. With respect to malaria, Namibia has made progress in reducing the malaria burden from 41,636 confirmed cases in 2001 down to 1,505 cases in 2010, and from 1,747 down to 45 deaths during the same period. These endeavors led Namibia to be earmarked by WHO as one of the E8 malaria elimination in SADC member states. Mr. President, we are concerned that the incidence of diabetes, hypertension, cancer and cardiovascular diseases are on the increase. Data on these diseases remain scanty at this stage. We have limited knowledge on their full socio-economic impact in the Namibian context. We are thus in the process of putting in place a strategy for preventing and controlling NCDs. It is envisaged that the proposed national strategy will be based on promoting awareness of the causes and lifestyles changes, including surveillance, monitoring and evaluation. In addition, we enacted the Tobacco Products Control Act as a step in the process of reducing the burden of NCDs. With the support from WHO, an expert is in the country to train health inspectors on several aspects of the Act, including its regulations and implementation modalities. Together with our development partners, we will embark on widespread educational campaigns aimed at the general public to raise awareness on NCDs. We remain committed to an integrated approach embracing the principle of public-private partnership. Mr. President said the agenda of this World Health Assembly is full of important and topical issues. We are looking forward to constructive debates and resolutions emanating therefrom as we shape the future of this great organization. Thank you for your kind attention.